These rooms were the political center of Romania for almost half a century. In the working study, amid carved wood and leather, King Carol I received ministers and generals every morning, read the European press and signed the documents that modernized the country: railways, universities, the port of Constanța, independence itself, won in the War of 1877. Notice the almost military order of the desk. It portrays the man, punctual to the point of legend, of whom it was said you could set your watch by his daily walk. The council room, with its wood paneling and solemn seats, is inspired by the council chambers of Switzerland's historic town halls, Lucerne in particular, and here the king gathered his advisers in grave moments. Between these walls, wars, alliances, and reforms were debated, and here, in 1914, an aging Carol lived through the bitterest dilemma of his life. The First World War set his German homeland against the interests of his adopted Romanian one. He died a few weeks later, in this very palace.